You are now entering the realm of white hot business. This is where we get real about why what happens in the bedroom and your body is a reflection of your business confidence and visibility. I'm your host, sexologist and business mentor Lauren White, and I'll guide you to become the sovereign, magnetic and sensual woman that's available for more success and satisfaction. Access all areas. It's time to transform your business from lukewarm to white hot. This episode is for you. If you have a white hot business and you're asking yourself constantly, the prospective client has just said this, what should I say to them next? Today, we are going there. Whether you're in person with someone on a discovery call discussing what working together could look like, whether it's happening over email, in the DMs, as the authority of the work, you should always know what to say next because you already know how to lead the hard and challenging conversations. Yes, I said it. You should already know this. But who teaches us that? Besides shouty American men with funnels on Instagram. This is a call to you. No more avoiding and blindly hoping that you just get better at this inevitable part of being a white hot business owner without instilling any new skills or approaches. As the leader of your business, you should know what to say without flinching. Even when prospective and current clients say, I would do your thing, but I can't afford it right now. I've decided to go with someone else, usually cheaper. I'll rebook in later. Can I just do this small thing you have instead of the big offer? Which you know is what they actually need to change. I'm already doing X, Y, and Z and don't have the time. I can't right now because this other thing has come up and I have to focus on or pay for that instead. I'm overwhelmed. Subtext meaning I want to drop out. And even when, especially when, they say yes to your offer, and then they go radio silent. All of the above examples are not the time to fawn or pander like you keep defaulting to. Yes, it's also not the time to push like the outdated alpha sales gurus tell us. All of the above examples of classic responses and objections are the time for you to harness your power and your gravitas, your sovereignty, your magnetism, your sensuality. What that looks like is turning the volume up on your boldness and becoming the authority of your work in the conversations that convert to sales. After all, no matter what your service, it's the conversation that you are interviewing them in and seeing whether they are up to the task of being one of your cherished clients. Not the other way around. They are not getting on these calls with you so that you can so that they can interview you. And it's not the time for them to be asking 50 questions. That is a guaranteed recipe for nightmare and pain in the ass clients. I have a lot to say about this one. That initial call should have all of the objections taken care of in the copy, in the email, on the sales page. It's not the time to get on and ask 50 questions. That is not a good use of your time. You've already dealt with that. The call is to see whether you are a good fit for the next step of being in one of your paid programs or services. The energy of that call is the client asking or testing, can you hold me and my concern? Can you hold me energetically and guide me through a solution for my concern? That is what a connection call is for. If you have been using them in any other way, it tells me that your power is diluted in your business. You are not getting on calls to convince people to be in your world, to convince them that this is the next thing that they should do. They're already sold, and you want to make sure that they're going to be a quality client in your program or container. These kinds of questions about holding powerful and challenging conversations come up with my private clients all the time. So I'm condensing what I can into today's episode. This is a big topic in business that can make or break your business. If I wasn't able to hold powerful conversations with clients in the DMs and on calls, I wouldn't have half the business that I have. To be clear, the reason why we do this is to check that the outcome is favorable and for the highest good of everyone involved. You don't want someone in your world that doesn't want to be there or isn't the right fit, because they will become a pain in the ass client because they are rebelling against being in a place that they didn't fully consent to or they felt glamored into coming into. If you can't hold the powerful conversations up front, what happens is you have a bigger, more disruptive conversation later on that takes a bigger toll on your nervous system, on whether you get to sleep that night, on whether they ask for a refund or however it plays out. Not being able to hold the powerful conversations creates a bigger problem later on. Now, the question is, are you willing to hold those conversations powerfully from the get-go to avoid a bigger problem? Or do you want to stick your head in the sand and make it a, I'll deal with it later problem, just get them in, just make the sale. I know that once they're in here, they'll be convinced. Wrong energy. Wrong energy. Wrong intention. You are taking the power away from your potential client by trying to glamour them and convince them and prove to them why you're so good at what you do. Integrity and ethics is everything in business. It is better, hear me, it is better to not make a sale than to make a sale, get a quick hit, and then have to do a refund process later on, or what I call a fuck off payment. Only had to do two in my life. A fuck off payment. This isn't happening anymore. Please go. So I teach these skills to women in business so that the outcome is for the highest good of everyone. There are three power leaks you need to stop in your business when it comes to these conversations. The first is you have to stop being nice. Nice. You are not in business to be nice. You are not in business to convince people to like you and that you are a likable person. That will happen when you are respected. You're being so nice in your sales conversations that people are getting away with their well-worn objections and excuses when they're presented with a golden opportunity. If you're letting them get away with their same old BS, you have lost the power from the get-go. It's a question of, can you learn to ask the hard questions to people that will be a catalyst for change, the change that they're looking for? It's on you to hold that, because they are coming to you to learn how to hold that, no matter what your business is. They've avoided, they've scrambled, they've done the DIY version, they've done the cheap options, and they haven't generated the outcomes. And that's why they're on the call with you. You can either be nice and let them get away with their BS, or you can be in your power and bounce the ball back to them in the way of powerful, exacting questions. The second power leak you need to stop is you need to stop submitting on the first no. Notice how I just use the word submitting. It's not surrender. It's not luxuriating and leaning back and being held. It's you are submitting when you get the first no. But often the word no isn't actually even uttered. What happens is you get the email and basically an excuse is bounced back to you without a firm no. And what I know how to do is I know how to read exactly where they're at. And I know where there's an opening, because right now, no doesn't feel true for them. They are in a state of desire and wanting. And all that's happened is their busy brain has stepped in to a state of logic, method. No, I can't. These are the rules. But it's not an actual no yet. I got a no recently that was so clear, and I was like, yep. I did one text follow up, and it was definitely not. I love what you do, but definitely no to this. And I honored that. But other times you're submitting. It's not a definitely not, and you just give up. You've lost the sale. You've lost the sale. And you're responding with, okay, I understand. I wish you all the best. That's not nice. That's not kind. That is you being prey in a sales conversation. You've just gone straight into fawn. Who wants to work with the person that just goes, okay, I understand. I wish you all the best, when they've gone, when they've communicated to you in their own unclear way, I have this desire, but my BS is coming up right now and stealing the show like it always does. You've just lost them. They will move on to someone that can hold them and hold up the mirror to them in that conversation. So when you fawn and when you say, I wish you all the best, come back when you're ready, I'll be here. It's you denying someone an opportunity to break free from a well-worn limiting story so that they can finally transform. Don't deny them that. Stop submitting. Just stop. Stop letting them lead. Stop being nice. Stop submitting on the first no, which isn't actually a no. If they haven't used that word no, definitely not, and you can feel that the desire is there, you need to get incredibly good at reading people. That's another responsibility you hold. You need to get good at reading people's psychology, and you do that by knowing your own psychology, your own buyer mentality. Because chances are you're selling something, and you're selling something in a way that you would respond favorably to, something that you'd want to buy in the format that you'd like to do it. So you should know yourself and your own buyer behavior. Personally, I have responded to an Instagram story and transferred $25,000 to someone that I'd never bought from before. So because I've done that as a consumer, I am at ease with offering something similar in a similar format. If you have never bought in a way that feels like an embodied risk, you are going to be stuck with people buying from you in the same way. So you need to stop selling in a way that is incongruent with how you buy. And furthermore, you need to stop expecting people to buy from you in a way that you don't buy yourself. You can't ask for $25,000. Well, you can, but you can't energetically if you are not willing to do it for yourself. So you're going to stay capped at whatever it is that you've bought. And that's okay. That might make for a full and fulfilling business for you. But if there's incongruence, people are going to feel it. You need to start inviting conversations that are incredibly ethically seductive. You need to pull people in with your presence. You need to start leading conversations of an exceptional caliber to be the energetic match for clients of an exceptional caliber. And that requires you to be a client of an exceptional caliber when you are in containers. Okay. We pay it forward. We are exceptional. We act exceptional in our businesses. We invite in exceptional people. They go on to be even more exceptional because of the transformation they've experienced. We pay it forward. The congruence piece is everything. You need to start gracefully handling and responding to the common objections of time, money, and energy. I'm too busy. I'm overwhelmed. But they're still watching every single one of your Instagram stories. Are they busy or are they just in their own bullshit? You need to revive conversations that have petered out. You need to give them a bit of CPR where you feel that there's an opportunity there and you're certain that they would be a good fit for what you have to offer. I am really good at doing this when I know the timing is impeccable and I know the ways to do it creatively. And it's not always picking up the conversation or reviving it in the same format where the original conversation was held. You need to learn how to close. You need to learn how to close a conversation to convert to a sale or to close it when you realize that it's in dragging energy and the client is not up for the opportunity of working with you. You need to know both. You need to know if the needle is moving into pushing and forcing. You need to read the energy of where they're at. It should not be going on and on and on and on over 75 DMs. They're not ready. That's okay. Not that readiness is a word I use. They're not in a state of desire. That's okay. They're not in a state of desire. Leave them. Allow them to come back to you in a state of desire and wanting. I want you to know it is your time. It is always your time. It's your time to stop thinking you've got money blocks in your business when you actually have a throat block and limitation. It's your time to feel the power and immense satisfaction and gratification that comes from being congruent from the first point of contact with a potential client. It's time to leave the desperation of an energy of, can you pay me please? Right this minute. To be in trust of the timing when clients come through, and especially when they don't. It is your time to have an easeful, generous conversation with your potential clients that don't even feel like selling, but feel like play. That's another secret. These conversations are playful and they're creative, and you're up for that. You have the nimbleness to hold these. So are you in? Do you want this? Are you a yes to step into the energy of leading higher caliber conversations with higher caliber people that want what you have but can't feel it right now because they can't feel what you're capable of holding? They can't feel that you're capable of holding them and their energy and their problem and delivering the solution. Yes, you can, but right now you can't because you don't know your own power. You don't know your own gravitas. Book a pressure-free conversation with me to experience it for yourself. It's on this private call that you'll share with me exactly what you're experiencing energetically, vocally, and physically in conversations with your potential clients, current clients, and team. And I'll share with you the exact methodology I would undertake with you to course correct your unique set of circumstances. When you open yourself up to lead the qualitative conversations, you'll witness a profound shift in the success of your quantitative measures. All you need to do is book via the link in the show notes, and you'll instantly feel the relief being held, being on track to become the authority of your white hot business. I'll see you in our powerful conversation soon.